to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. I'd like to welcome you home back here on the Edge, where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, our guest is Diane L. Hayworth. She's an awesome sauce. She's a coach, a speaker, an author, a TV host who is passionate about helping others connect with their own inner wisdom and live a life of more love, joy, and peace. Who couldn't use more of that? After 30 years in the marketing field, she worked in the private industry as well as the government settings. She's opened her own private practice in 2007 to dedicate herself to this type of work. Diane blends traditional coaching methods, scientifically proven techniques, and deep spiritual thoughts to help clients release mental, physical, and spiritual blocks to succeed in all areas of their life, leading to what she calls a heart-centered success. Diane holds a BS in mass communications and an MBA. She's really funny, and she's a grandmother of two. Brains, help me welcome her to the Edge, Diane L. Hayworth. Good morning, sunshine. How are you?
Hi, April. How are you? And I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good night to all the beautiful brains all over the world. I'm thrilled to say hi to you and all of these great brains that are with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, our brains get tuned in and turned up 24/7 all over the world because they want to see what's going on. They want to hear what's new, and they want to open their heart to love. Tell me about love. What does that word mean to you?
You know, I have to say that this is something that is really misunderstood. And I think because, especially in our language, that love means so many things, right? We can love our favorite pair of slippers. That's different than the love we have for our spouse. That's different than the love we might have for our parents. When I'm talking about love, I'm talking about the intelligent, creative, expansive energy that makes the tides come in and out, that creates, that makes the flowers bloom, that creates galaxies. Love to me is that energy of God, universe, spirit. It is that energy that unites us all. That's what I mean when I'm encouraging my clients to tap into that energy of love.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of work. Probably that's why it's quoted in the Ten Commandments, because to love beyond circumstance, to love beyond reasoning, to love in spite of, that takes a lot of work. How did you decide to start dedicating your life to the work of love?
Well, you know, April, I think it's like a lot of people. You see what's not working in your life, and you figure,
right,
okay, well, all this isn't working.
Right.
So what else can I try, right? I watched Oprah for years. I read all the self-help books. I went to church. I did all these different things, and I noticed that I had a personality that was very fearful and very worrisome. And it just occurred to me one day, that's not how God, love, the universe, whatever you want to call it, that's not how I think we're supposed to live. I do think we need to be mindful and prepared for things in our life, right? But
right,
to live from a place of stress, worry, and fear, that's really not a life of joy, peace, and freedom. And I just decided I wanted joy, love, peace, and freedom. That's where I wanted to live my life. So
right,
I started looking at my life and what I was doing, quite frankly, through that lens, so that I could understand what was I doing really to block love. That's the way I look at it. It's just, what do we do on a daily basis? What thoughts do we think? What actions are we taking that are blocking this beautiful fountain of love that's just here for all of us?
Right. Well, I mean, it is in abundance, but it is just so submerged by all of this negative noise, be it politics, be it finance, be it relationships, be it drug abuse. You know, there's a lot of things that's blocking the love. What are some of the techniques that you give your clients when they're having a breakthrough, when they realize that there's something different, there's something better, and Diane Hayworth is helping me work through it and find it? What do you tell them?
Well, April, that's a really good question. I just want to really acknowledge the fact that you're right. The world is noisy, and I don't care if you're in the United States or you're anywhere else in the world. We seem to be just immersed in this noise of hate and strife and challenge. Mm-hmm. All the more reason, I think, to find a place of quiet and peace and make decisions from there. And that's actually one of the first things that we'll talk about is when people come to me, and this is the way I used to be, they'd be stressed out, they'd be overwhelmed, they'd be spinning like a flipping top. You know how it is when you get all wound up. You know, you're just like, you just wound. And so you don't make a lot of sense a lot of times. I know I didn't. I wasn't making smart decisions because literally from an energy perspective, so much of the personal energy in my body and, quite frankly, in the brain, which your people, your brains all understand, was
right,
being taken up by this stress that I literally had less energy and headspace to calmly think, not only think of solutions to issues or what I could do, right, to change my corner of the world, but I always also was so focused on the noise that I wasn't able to hear those beautiful whispers that spirit is always giving us through that kind gesture of a friend or that book. I used to have a girlfriend that would bring me the most beautiful books, and I would say, where did you find these? She said, oh, it just literally fell off the shelf at the bookstore back in the days when we had bookstores. They just fell off the shelf. So I think that love, spirit, God is always trying to talk to us. We need to find a quiet space to receive that information. So one of the first things I talked to my clients about, and this is what changed my life significantly, was having some sort of spiritual practice. I love meditation. That was one thing that literally helped my relationships, helped my physical health, helped my career, everything, because I was able to quiet some of those fearful thoughts enough to be able to really be guided by that life force that's here to help all of us. That's all it is. Rather, it's somebody, I know you're in San Diego, some of my California beach folks, I will say go out without your smartphone, without any device, walk the beach at sunset, walk the beach at sunrise. Mm-hmm. Be in that moment. Be
right
in a quiet space. So finding
a quiet space,
developing a practice is what I would first say.
And also walking on the beach barefoot in the sand helps you release all of those EMFs, the electromagnetic fields. People don't realize how much energy and how much radiation you take in looking at your device, microwaving your food, using your cell phone, all of that. That affects your frequency. It affects the way that you connect with other energy, source energy. You know, there's people out here that suck the oxygen right out of the room, okay? It's like they have a straw. And what
they're
do you
called
do?
Energy
do you...
vampires, actually.
Exactly.
They're all called energy vampires.
Exactly, and they're causing you to bleed out. What do we say when we run across those people, when we're, you know, we're fighting our good fight and it comes up between good and evil and I'm trying to change myself, I'm trying to go into this frequency of love, but you got this negative Nelly over here. How do we quiet that?
You know, that's a great question, and I did want to also just say you're exactly right about walking on the beach. That's a technique called grounding, and
exactly,
rather you live on the beach or you're here the way I am in the foothills of the beautiful Blue Ridge here in Virginia, you can still go outside barefoot and stand on the ground. So that's a great tip, by the way. As far as the negative Nellies in our life, and this could be anyone from, usually you're married to them, they're in your family. I mean, they're right there.
I know,
usually.
Girl, yep.
Yeah, It could be that, or it could be the politician you don't agree with on television, or it could be, you know, a boss that you don't agree with. It doesn't make any difference how they appear. What I help people do is get to the place where they see that person as another divine soul. Now, their personality could have some tweaking to do, right? That's right. Their ego is the one that is perpetuating these, you know, whatever they're doing, acts or whatever. But they are a divine being like you. I am really want to help people understand that we are all the same. What separates us, I think, is what deflates us and what pulls us away from love. When I fail to see anybody as my brother or sister, that's when, right, the problems come in. Now, I have to say, I understand that this sounds kind of Pollyanna and too good to be true, but I've had abuse in my background, and I have been able to not only get out of that, turn my life around, but be able to see that person now as my greatest teacher, because person consistently gave me an opportunity to choose. Am I going to choose to live in fear, or am I going to stand up, love myself enough to change my circumstances? Because I think, April, that's where a lot of people have a problem. They want to be nice. I wish you could see my air quotes, all you brains, because that's what I'm doing here. They want to be nice. They want to be the good one, the good wife, the good daughter, the good whatever.
Right.
But what I teach is the divine spirit in you is no more and no less than anybody else that ever has or ever will walk this planet. Love is not a pushover. Love stands up for loving treatment. You can disagree with someone, and I mean, even if this is somebody that, I don't know, is in the legal system and like you're involved in an accident and there's courts or whatever it is, you can still see the person's action that they need to be responsible for while you recognize them as a divine spirit. That, I will be quite honest, takes a little bit to get to. But if you can at least open your heart enough to think, that's a person that was at one time a tiny little precious baby, just like me, that was innocent, that was had no expectations, that just wanted to be loved and wanted to love. That's what we all want. But right. We get a little, you know, we get a little off track, don't we? Like, and some
we
of us
crunchy.
Get way off track.
Exactly. We
get crunchy, honey,
we are
so crunchy, it's not even funny.
Yeah, we have to go back and humanize it, you know, and I tell people all the time, a lot of people come at me at like, oh, well, you know, you got to accept this, you got to accept that. I'm not one to just go along to get along, Diane. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I am the person that I edit and filter and I process my information. Do I sit on judgment? Absolutely, because that's my benchmark. That's my way to gauge how it actually relates to me. Am I offensive to other people because of that judgment? Absolutely not. That's an opportunity for me to grow and for me to learn. So a lot of times I think people might want to just move into the space of acceptance, tolerance versus acceptance. You don't necessarily, in my belief, have to accept everything that's going on in the world, but you do need to be tolerant. And through that tolerance, you are going to have an aha moment, an awakening, because you're going to become human and you're going to be able to, you know, really kind of gauge with an open hand what this is weighing on your heart and how much do you want to put into it, because you can love folks at a distance too. That doesn't mean that you just have to be front and center and have a front row seat in my life. I want to talk about your book. And Brains, let me tell you something. We got a treat. Diane was wonderful enough to send us a book. So I want you to go in and like, love, or say wow to her comment here on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and be entered to win a copy of her book, How to Choose Love When You Just Want to Slap Somebody. So tell us, what is in the pages of that book? I dig that title. It's wicked.
Well, it's a title that literally was given to me when I was in a meditation because I couldn't think of anything that cool, quite frankly. Mm. But it was when I was it was in response to a situation that many, many, many of us here, at least in the United States, are going through. My mother had passed, and my dad was here, and he became very, very ill. And this was really how I made it through the last 2 years of his life. Now, the thing that is funny, kind of funny, but you know, as you know, that's really not funny, right?
Right.
Is I teach love and acceptance, and I also talk to people about having discernment instead of judgment. So I do all that. And then I would go to the hospital and be mad at, you know, this had happened to my dad or that had happened to my dad. Nobody can, you know, push your love buttons like when you think one of your family is threatened, right? Or you think there's something going on. So it was a tremendous opportunity. Daddy went through a progression of health issues. And at the very beginning of this almost two-year journey, he developed a type of dementia, which meant, you know, he made no decisions from that point. It was that I was the power of attorney at that point. So it was me, my brother and sister, but I was the one that was signing the papers. And what I wanted to do is after we went through that, I wanted to actually give a gift to the other adult children that I saw in the waiting rooms and hospice meetings and in the nursing homes and, you know, the people that were going through what I had gone through. And what I found is that some of these techniques actually help people going through any kind of trauma. What happened in the book was literally my sister and I were sitting in a waiting room waiting for some, you know, test to come back. And my sister, who literally is an angel on earth, she was ready to just pop somebody. And she looked at me and she said, "What are we going to do? I mean, what are we going to do?" And this is after months and months of sometimes 40, 50 hours with Daddy in the hospital a week. Just, you know, we were all exhausted. And it came through me. I looked outside, and the answer came through me. I said, we have to choose love. We have to choose love for ourselves, for Dad, for the doctors, for the nurses, even the insurance company. We have to consciously choose a loving way to do this. And April, I'm not even going to kid you, it was freaking amazing. We had this really stupid insurance thing. And it was it had been going on for months. Every time we called the insurance company, they went, "Oh, yeah, sure, that's a problem. Yeah, we're wrong. No big deal. All we have to do is uncheck this box. Everything's great." And the next month we would get, you know, a multi-$1,000 bill again. This went on for months. After we decided not to fight them, but to literally, how can we approach this more lovingly? That issue literally dissolved overnight. Overnight. It just went away. Nurses that we might not have been as fond of, there was one that, you know, just sometimes you don't mesh. We had wonderful, wonderful caregivers, but sometimes personalities don't mesh. She just got transferred to another floor. Like, just happened. Everything became easier. I started with meditation so that when I went in there, I wasn't all jacked up. I decided to love Daddy where he was in the moment, not who he was or who I was afraid he was going to be, but who he was in that moment. And the book gives you actually a number of techniques to help you do that. I'm a very practical person, so it's here's what happened for me. This is what worked. Here's how you do it. So anybody that's dealing with especially an ongoing crisis or challenge, I don't care what it is, this is a nice short book that will be able to help them.
So that is also your philosophy in the Be Love principle, correct?
Absolutely. And that was like the next evolution. That is an entirely new website that has come about, the Be Love principles. In meditation one day, to make a long story short, you know what we were just talking about, the fear about gun issues and racial inequality and the environment and all these things. Haven't you ever wished, April, that God would just open the heavens and just give you an answer? That's what
he did. Or come down and strike some of these folks by the, in the back of the neck.
Okay. Well, my guy doesn't do that, but I guess he could. What I got was literally I was meditating one day, and I said, love, what would you most have me know today? And it was like a flash, a beautiful visualization. There was a little story that is outlined on my website, because I know we're looking, we've got to be careful about time here. But in essence, through visualizations and through, I literally heard, be love. When I said, love, what do you most want me to know today? I heard, be love. And then, because love knows I need a process, I was given 4 steps. Greet everyone with an open heart without an agenda is step one. Step two is see the divine essence in everyone and everything. Step three, and this is a biggie, April, I'm not going to kid you. This is forgive quickly, completely, and unconditionally. And then the fourth vision I was given, and all this was like in a matter of seconds, was this beautiful, gorgeous yellow light. And what I realized is that's what I call the Christ consciousness, that light of the all. And what I heard is, you know, we're all one in this light of the all. So on that website, the beloveprinciples.org, because that was given to me freely, everything is there, free for anybody that wants to take advantage of it. There's a meditation, an ebook. There's several videos that I've done, interviews I've done. There's even a workbook. Everything on there is free because I just feel this is one of the ways. We all have our ways to spread love in the world, and this was just my little piece to contribute. We all do it. You do it every time you do a podcast. You're spreading love.
You know, and I really do, and I want to embrace that, and I'm going to incorporate some of the things that you said. You know, greet everyone, you know, openly and honestly, without judgment and forgiveness. You know, that's so important. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to love unconditionally and to move forward with your life. You have to come to the realization that forgiveness, as people always say, it's for you. It's not for the other person. You have to wake up one day and say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to put on this attitude. I don't want to put on this hate. I don't want to slip on this animosity every time I come up against the adversary. You know, whoever the person is or situation is that's trying to bring me down, I've got to put on this armor. So I want that armor now to be love. And I thank you so much for slipping us into that and keeping us focused and keeping that at the forefront of our minds so that we remember that love is the quintessential essence of who we are and what we are here to be and do and share with others. Speaking of sharing, please tell my brains, Diane, how to get in contact with you if they want to go ahead and do some deep dive into love and get their self together.
Oh, I would love them to do that. And first, I would encourage all those beautiful brains out there to go to my website, and I'll spell that for you. It's DianeHayworth.com, and you spell that DianeHayworth.com. I would encourage them to go there. At the top, you'll see my social icons. There's lots of free content on my YouTube channel, including some of the old shows from my TV show is there, Heart Centered Success. I also have a place for them to sign up for a newsletter, and you actually get a free ebook, which is, I think, kind of cool. It's Living a Grateful Life. Or Living from a Grateful Heart, I should say, 10 gratitude practices for individuals, families, and groups. That's really a lot of fun. And gratitude, I've always found to be the door that helps open us even further to love.
Well, you live in Paradise on the outskirts of Virginia, that's correct?
I live in rural Virginia, about 50 miles southwest of Washington, D.C., in the foothills of the Blue Ridge. So I'm looking out my window right now. I'm in the woods. I'm in the woods. Live in love. Live in love in the woods, April. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you know what? I got a new thing now, a new modality. I hug trees. So when I come out that way, I'm going to call you and let you know. I bet you there are some beautiful trees out there to hug, and you get such a vibration and such a sensation of love from hugging a tree. I never thought about it until one of my other guests turned me on to it, and I tell you, I have been forever changed. So thank you so much for changing our hearts and our minds and really encouraging us to be heart-centered for that success. Brains, please go in and click on a like, a love, a wow under Diane Hayworth's name on my Facebook page and be entered to win her wonderful book, How to Choose Love When You Just Want to Slap Somebody. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations. I got them for you. Art, entertainment, music, science, finance, research, sex, recovery, Bitcoin. I got everything for you on the planet right here, serving it up on the edge. Thank you again for coming to the edge, Diane. I adore you.
Much love to you and all the beautiful brains.
All right, brains, get your head together. Counting on you. Have a fantastic day.